White, W.C. White, Mary. Marshalltown, Iowa, August 16, 1884. Dear children, Willie and Mary. It is evening after the Sabbath. Thursday, at about 6:30, we left Kansas City. Edson and Emma, White, accompanied us. We all had half rates and privilege of the chair car, but I could not rest or sleep. Edson and Emma obtained a berth for me in the sleeper, but I slept but little that night. We left the train at 3 o'clock in the morning. We hired a room at the Eldon House, and we occupied it, and all slept considerable, one on the floor, three of us on the one bed in the room. The cars were thundering all the time, coming and going and making up trains, but wonder of wonders, I slept. We took the cars again at 8 a.m., rode a short distance to Given, and had to lay over again until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We found a grove near, and took our writing and dinner out in the grove, and had a very pleasant picnic. Some slept. I wrote out some matter to be used in testimony number 32. It cost us, including all expenses, $15 to reach the encampment. I spoke Friday morning at the 5 o'clock meeting, and in the evening at the commencement of the Sabbath, to 1,000 people. I had great freedom, and the people listened earnestly. Many outsiders were present. Several carriages were in the road, listening during the services. In the night, Emma was sick. I tried to find some things for Edson, who occupied the next tent. Had a serious time with my left arm, that dulled so I had but little sleep. In the early morning meeting, I spoke a short time. Directly after breakfast, spoke for about 30 minutes to the ministers alone. I talked very plainly and pointedly in regard to the state of the cause in the conference. Many wept. Then I was present at the Sabbath school. Spoke about 20 minutes to the Sabbath school. We had a very interesting school. Edson managed the school efficiently and acceptably to all. In the afternoon, I spoke upon Joshua and the angel. Deep feeling was in the congregation. The tent was full. Seven carriages were drawn up to listen and remained during the entire services. Many outsiders were in. There was deep feeling in the meeting. Many wept. Their heads were bowed down and they seemed to feel deeply. Oh, that God would impress hearts. We made a call for those who wanted prayers to come forward. About 100 responded. There was a deep feeling throughout the congregation. After some time spent in hearing the testimonies of those who came forward, we had a season of prayer and then divided up in companies to carry on the work in different tents, and the Lord wrought by His Spirit in these tents. Some brought in excellent reports of these meetings, but the work must go deeper and more general. I am weary tonight. August 17, 1884. We all slept well last night. I sweat profusely in that left arm, was as if bathed in water. I took sponge bath, went in early morning meeting, spoke about 20 minutes. We are making progress. The work is deepening. Many heartfelt testimonies were born. Four were on their feet at the same time, and we had to close when the interest was steadily increasing. As soon as we had taken breakfast and had attended prayers, we, Edson and I, went into the ministers' meeting. I talked with them most earnestly and pointedly for about 30 minutes. There were several who wept freely. At 2:30 p.m., spoke to a full tent with great freedom on the subject of the lawyer who asked Jesus what he should do to have eternal life. Luke 10, verse 25. Many outsiders were present. There would have been a large crowd today, but it has rained all night and much of the time today. They are now having a Bible reading. Edson is having a meeting with the children and youth. I never saw Edson in the place he is now. Evidently, the Spirit of the Lord is working with him. He is doing all he can as he is now situated and means to do all he can. He has excellent ideas of work and his labors are appreciated. He worked earnestly in the Sabbath school. He has a canvassing class for which he is working. He has a love for the work. I hope he will ere long be able to give himself wholly to the work. He seems to have precious ideas, and he labors well upon temperance. Tomorrow I talk to parents in regard to their duty to their children and attend the early morning meeting, ministers' meeting. At 6:30 we go to the train, ride about 30 miles, stay overnight at hotel, take the cars, then direct for Chicago. From Chicago, take cars for Battle Creek and make no change until we get to Syracuse by the way of Buffalo. I am desirous Emma shall accompany me, for I think it will do her good. But she has acute attacks of most stubborn pains in the pit of her stomach. I think I shall venture to have her go. There are those who will take care of me where we shall go. It is not as if we were traveling west and among those who do not know me well. I will now let this rest until tomorrow. Sister McGomber is reluctant to leave me while Emma is so poorly. She fears I will not have proper care, but I will risk it. I shall expect to hear from you at Syracuse. Monday morning, I attended the early morning meeting. Spoke earnestly for 30 minutes. Edson had been holding meeting with the teachers in Sabbath school in another tent. He came for me to talk to them. I spoke 30 minutes to them in a very pointed manner, showing them their responsibility as teachers, then took breakfast. Then I went directly to ministers' meeting, put in 1 hour of hard labor. Then there was a breaking down, and many confessions were made with the deepest feeling. Many tears were shed, and there was a good work wrought. One young minister confessed he had felt hard as a stone all through these meetings. He had really despised the testimonies born of reproof, showing them they must have the Spirit of God with them in their labor. Other confessions were made, and the work we felt was begun, which would let the light into the meetings. I did not intend to go in meeting again, but at 2:00 I went under the tent and spoke for 1 hour. Many outsiders were present. We called them forward for prayers. About 200 came. Many were youth and children. It was a time of deep feeling. We had an earnest season of prayer, and then the meeting was divided into three parties. The ones who came forward were taken into a tent by themselves to be labored with. Edson is now holding meeting in the Sabbath school interest. He has worked heartily, interestedly, and efficiently in many branches of Sabbath school, of temperance, and in instructing canvassers. But he had a meeting for the children, and he conducted this ably. He was intensely interested and blessed himself. He is doing all he can, fettered with debt as he is. And he has the fear of God before him, and his heart is very tender. In about 1 hour, we take the cars for Chicago. I do not know as we can get a berth, for we have need of it very much. I have worked tremendously. God has given me strength, or I could never have done it. There were but two who could lift here, and the heaviest weight came on me. I have tried to stir things, and I think things will move differently in Iowa than they have done. Brother G.I. Butler comes the last of this week. When the reinforcement comes, we hope that they will continue to progress, for the work is well started. I am real tired, for I have spoken in all about 5 hours today, beside praying 3 times. Mother, please send this to Sister Jenny Ings after you read it, and it will save my writing to her.